people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
A reason to send a parcel or a package to the United States to a loved one or a friend or whatever. Are they going to have problems actually getting it because of the new import tariffs? We're joined by Garrett Bridgman, Managing Director of Unpost Commerce, given that most people will use Unpost to send such a package. What's the story here, Garrett?
Afternoon, Matt. Yes, I suppose. Well, I suppose we've all been watching in the media Trump's tariff negotiations play out over recent months, which resulted in a 15% tariff. But as of from today, this is now a reality for Irish business trading into the United States. So, the European Posts, we were of the impression throughout all the negotiations that we will be exempt from the tariff because we have a long-standing arrangement where up to $800 can be sent to the US without tariffs. But we found out three weeks ago that this has been removed, and now all goods sold into the United States are subject to the EU tariff, which is 15%. So this has put the European postal industry into a bit of a spin, as you can imagine.
Because, but sorry, why is it your problem? Isn't it a problem at the receiving end? The tariff has to be paid by the recipient.
It is indeed, yes. But what will happen is if the tariff isn't paid to the US government, the items will be returned. But we've been through a lot of this before, and I suppose we've been through all of this with customs and Brexit. And in Unpost, we actually have the systems in place to do this. So what we've done in the last 3 weeks is we put the systems in place, and customers can still trade into the United States. But there is some changes for our customers. So the thing about it is we've over a million letters and parcels going to the US every single year. So we couldn't turn that off. We needed to keep it going for our citizens and for our business. But what it means for our customers and customers listening today is as follows. So if you're currently sending letters or documents or photos to the United States, there is no change and you can continue as normal. If you're sending a gift to a loved one in the United States, if it's less than $100, there's no problems. You can continue as normal. This is where the changes come in. So if you're sending a gift more than $100 to the United States, a tariff is now due on that of the EU tariff, which is 15%. And the customers will also need to provide Unpost with the recipient's email address. And then the big change is for all business, for all goods sold, for all our online e-commerce customers who are selling to the United States, all of their goods are subject to tariffs, which are due at a minimum of 15%. So if you're, for example, the likes of Barry's Tea sell a lot, or Elvry's sell a lot, or O'Neill's jerseys, they all sell a lot into the United States. All their goods are due 15% tariffs. So the way this will work in reality is what we'd say to business is you need to make it very clear on your website that customs are due on the items which are sold, and that Unpost will actually be contacting the customer in the United States, the recipient, to collect the tariff. We will then give the customer 5 days to pay the tariff, and once we receive that, we will then ship the goods over to the United States. So that's the process that's going to work, and that is live from today.
Okay, so just to clarify that again. So if you're in the United States and say you wanted to buy an O'Neill's jersey and maybe a carton of Barry's tea, if you've been sent them, as a recipient will have to pay 15% of the value to you at Unpost and provide proof of that, is it? Or does they pay the money in the US?
No, they pay it directly to Rumpus. We will reach out to the customer. So, for example, the if O'Neill's jerseys or Elvery's, they will send on post. We will have a record of the invoice. We then will use that detail to contact the customer and give them specific details to say, you've bought an O'Neill's jersey on this date at this price. €15 is due on this. And they are given 5 days to pay it. And if they don't, we'll send them 3 reminders to make sure that they do. And if they don't, we'll return the jersey to Elvery's or O'Neill's and the customer won't get the item. So the items never leave Ireland to go to the United States. But very interestingly, in all these discussions of tariffs, you know, in all the Trump's negotiations, they said that the sending countries or the sending businesses will pay. This is actually a tax on American citizens because they're paying the tariffs.
It does sound all very complicated though, and cumbersome, which means there must be costs involved in it as well, are there?
Well, we've a lot of the systems built for Brexit, and a lot of it is technology. A lot of it is, you know, data, and you know, a lot of the systems are already in place. So it is cumbersome, and it's not as ideal as we would like. I mean, I think if you recall back to the days of Brexit originally, and Irish people were buying from websites in the United Kingdom, it was a bit clunky then, and you had to pay fees and you know, on emails and stuff. But if you buy something today from Marks and Spencer's or from Amazon, it's seamless because it's built in at the checkout. So that will be coming literally in the next 5 to 10 days. A lot of the big players into the United States, you know, Carol's Gifts, big companies who sell a lot, they'll have it on their websites, and the tariff will be paid by the customer at checkout. So that's coming. But again, we couldn't switch it off. As I said, a million letters and parcels a year to loved ones and people buying their, you know, their Barry's tea or whatever online. You know, we couldn't switch that off because of our ties to the United States.
Thank you so much for that, Gareth Bridgman, Managing Director of Unpost Commerce.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF. It's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.